Welcome to the Voice of St. Anthony Parish from Alston, Massachusetts, right here on WROL, 950 AM, 100.3 FM. And you can also hear us at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. And also our parish website, stanthonyalston.org. That's stanthonyalston.org. So we've been talking about the Synod, because one of the issues that, as I spoke about last week, is there's a lot of rumors running around, and the rumors are coming from both sides. So we have this very strong reactionary group. It's my understanding, I don't know if it's this week or next week, but there's going to be a meeting. And, you know, the movers and shakers of the meeting, many of them are part of this reactionary group within Catholicism that the Pope has mentioned is an issue. And the people who attend will be coming everywhere from New Hampshire to, I guess, probably across the country. And so it's a real issue that we have this group that's working against the Synod. And I'm not saying anything is coming out of this group in regards to what I'm about to say, but there are all these rumors going on. And ironically enough, and I was talking to someone the other day, and I seem to remember this, when Vatican II happened, and Vatican II was a major change in the church, not in its teachings, but its way of doing liturgy, among other things. And it was a major change. And there were same rumors came out back then that, you know, we're going to change who we're going to ordain. We're going to change who we're going to do this. We're going to change who we're going to do that. And so this major change had a lot of the things that people were afraid of did not come to fruition. So I talked yesterday about some of the things that people are afraid of, and I talked what the Synod is all about. The opposite is there are people that are going to be protesting at the Synod in Rome, and they're going to be demanding the expansion of ordination and, of course, women being ordained, which, of course, is, it's a contentious topic here on both sides in the Catholic Church. But if you read the documents, it's all about not the expanded role of the ordained, it's the expanded role of the baptized. That's basically what it's about. So as you can see, ordination is not the key, it's not anywhere near, not even in the key element of the Synod. It's not about expanding ordination, it's about expanding people's realization of who they are as the baptized, expanding their voice, expanding their ministry, expanding the mission of the church, expanding those who are in the mission of the church. And someone brought up, I forget where I read this, but this would make sense, that a lot of this stems from the fact that the Pope comes from South America. Now, a little bit of background on that. Remember, here in the United States, we had through the 60s and 50s, and even before that, a tremendous amount of priests. And so, I mean, some rectories would have five priests in them. And so oftentimes the priest would be in charge of, a priest would be in charge of something, and another priest would be in charge of something. So the laity would not have a major role in the church. And some of us who are baby boomers may remember that there were times that when people were going to a Catholic school and the Catholic school was run by nuns or brothers, that they would say, yes, and they have a lay teacher there. Well, now all the Catholic schools are run by lay teachers, with some of them being nuns, but for the most part, most if not all, of the school faculty were religious, either women or men. But then they're now mostly predominantly in many cases run by lay teachers. So that's interesting to see. But if you go back to that time, then it was the priest and the religious, could be nuns or brothers, who did not so much most of the work, but they oversaw everything. So the priest would be in charge of the lady sodality. A priest would be in charge of the men's group. A priest would be in charge of the youth group. A priest would be in charge of all these things. But as there were less priests, there would be more lay people involved. And as that happened, it was a major shock here for the United States, but that's the way things have always been in South America. There were always lay people who were actively involved in ministry in the church. And that's one of the things we need to look at. So there were always lay people involved. And what people are saying is the Pope is taking that vision and bringing it into the church. And he's expanding the role of the baptized. Therefore, any discussion of expanding ordination is not, is counter to what the Synod is all about. We're going to talk more on the other side of the break. You're listening to St. Anthony Parish, the voice of St. Anthony Parish from Allston, Massachusetts. You can now leave a message for us, which we can air and discuss on this program. Just call 617-297-7452.
That's 617-297-7452.
617-297-7452. Feel free to call, leave a comment, a question, or even feedback, and we may play it on the air. I can discuss your comment or question as well, so give that a try.
617-297-7452, 617-297-7452.
And don't forget our website, CatholicAudioMedia.com. It's part of St. Anthony Parish, stanthonyalston.org. Come check that out, and you can listen to the radio program on either website. You can send us feedback. You can let us know different things one way or the other. With your feedback, you can donate to the show. You can do all kinds of things. CatholicAudioMedia.com. So anyway, we're talking about, as we have been, the Synod and the documents. So everything is focused on expanding the role of the baptized as opposed to expanding the role of the ordained. And that's a central thing that is, it's something that I have always been supportive of. And this is something that's been very hard, I think, here in the United States for people to understand that. Because one of the things that people will say is, I don't have a degree in theology. So what? Let me put it to you this way. If I'm talking to people who are parents right now and you're responsible for your children, where did you get your degree in parenthood? You didn't. But through your role, you have a calling to be a parent of children. You have that calling. You didn't get a degree. It became part of your vocation, and now you have a calling to be a parent of children. If you are in the Catholic Church and you're in a Catholic marriage, you have the special blessing, the additional blessing of being able to be united to the Holy Spirit in that, which is what is a very powerful reality of the sacrament of marriage. If you are not in a sacramental marriage, but you are married and you are Catholic and you'd like to talk about having a sacramental marriage, well, give me a call. You realize that that is part of your vocation, but you didn't get a degree in being a parent. It's like, let's face it. From what I understand, being a parent is like the way they used to teach swimming in the Navy when I was in boot camp. Oh, you can't swim? Throw you in the pool. You're going to swim now. That's the way the Navy does things. And, of course, they would teach them how to tread water and all the other things. Because I know this probably makes sense. If you're in the Navy, you should know how to swim. Really simple. Those two things go together. If you're in the Navy, you should know how to swim. So, but that's it. They would teach you how to swim that way. Well, in the same idea that I know a child is born and then all of a sudden you're learning things on the job training, so to speak, but you didn't get a degree in parenting, but you're learning as best you can. And the more you can be connected to a group or whatever, that's best as well. So we understand that. We understand how this works together. And we understand how this is. And And that's what the synod is all about. It's realizing that you have a special dignity by your baptism, and the church needs to understand that and reach out and deal with that, in the fact that we have to realize that you have charisms and gifts and talents and resources that no one in the church has any business saying, well, you know, you're not, you don't have a theology degree, or you're not ordained, so you have, or you're not part of religious order, so you have no part in this. No. This is what the synod is about, is opening everything up to the reality that all of us who are baptized have a calling to serve the church. So all those who are saying that this is all about expanding ordination, it's the exact opposite. It's about expanding the role of the baptized in their voice, in their action, in their contribution to the mission, and everything else, which is actually, I say they, us, we all are baptized. So we're going to talk more about this tomorrow. In the meantime, have yourself a blessed day, and we will see you in almost 24 hours. The documents, if you have a chance. I want to call your attention to Catholic TV, which offers great faith-filled, family-friendly programming 24 hours a day. You can find your cable channel at www.getcatholictv.com, and you can watch online, on the free apps, or check out the YouTube channel. Daily Mass, Rosaries, the Divine Mercy Chaplet, and the Our Lady of Perpetual Help Novena are all available online and on demand. Check out CatholicTV.com. If you would like to support our program, please consider a donation to St. Anthony Parish in Allston, Massachusetts. There are several ways to consider this. One is to purchase any of our merchandise, which you can find at the shopping tab at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. There are coffee mugs there. There's also my latest book, Encounter Christ in Your Humanity, all of which you can find at the shopping tab at CatholicAudioMedia.com. You can also donate to the show directly through either the Donate tab, also at CatholicAudioMedia.com, or by sending a donation to the U.S. Postal Service with your questions and comments at 43 Holton Street, Allston, Massachusetts, 02134. That's St. Anthony Parish, 43 Holton Street, Allston, Massachusetts, 02134. Finally, the best way you can support our parish is to attend Mass on Sundays at 10 o'clock and be a part of our parish. We thank you for any support you would like to give to St. Anthony Parish in Allston, Massachusetts, the sponsoring parish for this media outreach to Catholics and other Christians in the WROL, WEZE, and podcast listening audience. In Cristo vivimos.